James A. Johnson Airport is a major transportation hub for Petersburg, which is on an island with no roads in or out. The airport receives a significant amount of the community's passengers and mail, but parts of its runway and blast pad are sinking into the surrounding muskeg, and some of its critical light fixtures are waterlogged or falling into general disrepair. That's according to the Alaska Department of Transportation, which has proposed to rehabilitate the airport. Petersburg Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht says that the need for repairs wasn't even remotely on the borough's radar. He says the airport isn't in any immediate danger of falling apart, but fixing problems now is an opportunity to keep the airport, and especially the runway, up to Federal Aviation Administration specs.
This came out of the blue for us. The Department of Transportation Airport Group said, hey, your project has made the list, and we want a letter of support. So sounds like this is preventative maintenance in some ways, and improving some things that need to be worked on.
There's no price tag on the repairs yet, but Giesbrecht is confident that state and federal entities will foot the bill.
I don't have a dollar amount, but this is funded through FAA. Petersburg Airport is considered an FAA facility. Basically, the state will do the work and FAA will fund it. This does not involve any funding from the borough.
The state is looking at repaving the runway and taxiway, as well as the aviation expansion area, which is almost two decades old. They also want to replace or repair the airport's runway and taxiway lights, along with nine of its floodlight poles. Petersburg Assembly members responded to the idea with enthusiasm.
This is the FAA being proactive on our local airport, and I'm glad for the support.
And with jokes at the expense of Petersburg's existing airport facilities.
Must be a mistake here because I don't see any item for a new terminal with a cute little bar and restaurant in it. Send it back.
What a new seaplane facility.
The Assembly's resolution to support the state's proposal to rehabilitate Petersburg's airport passed unanimously. The state's transportation department will bring their funding request, along with Petersburg's letter of support, to the Airport Project Evaluation Board at their meeting this month. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.